Hi guys, how are you? Welcome back to Let's Be Honest. This is your girl Rapani. I hope that you're all doing great. I am forever grateful for each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much for the love and support. Please remember to check out my gram at Let's Be Honest for more updated poetry, my interviews, as well as my photography as well. Okay. So today, you guys, I brought back my girl Claire here for a second round of an interview, girl. Do you want to go ahead and say hi?
Hello. Okay, so let me just ask real quick. When I typed into the meeting, it said type your name and I put it as Ina. So
Oh, girl.
does that matter?
No, it doesn't matter.
All right, whatever then. Hi, how y'all doing? Damn. It's been a minute.
Yeah, girl, I'm so excited for you to be back. How are you? How's your trip going?
Oh my gosh, I love New Orleans.
Yeah.
I love New Orleans. The people, the food, everything. I love it.
Yeah, it's definitely a vibe. I really love that city. All right, girl. So we'll go ahead and get started. Are you ready for some fun, more life questions?
Oof, I'm scared. Let's say that. Like.
All right, girl. You know the drill. Take your time. There's no, timer on it. Just, have fun with it, okay? All right.
Let's go.
So, out of 100 random people, where would you rank yourself in terms of your intelligence?
Bitch. I hate you so much. Oh, God. Okay. 100 people. Where do I rank myself in intelligence? I definitely want to say top 50 at least.
How come?
I mean, I'm not dumb. Does that even make sense? I don't know. I say like I pick things up quickly, so I don't know, maybe that plays in my favor.
Okay.
I don't know if that
So,
makes sense.
like, you're not dumb, but you feel like you're not like very intelligent, like,
I
or
mean,
you're.
damn, I don't know. Intelligent. I don't know,
Right, girl, we can.
that's a hard ass question.
Oh, girl, no worries. No worries.
Let's just
So,
say I say I put myself in the top five. I put myself in the top 50.
top 50? Okay.
Yeah, yep.
That's not, all right, that's not a bad place. Where do you want to be right now?
Oh my God. I would love to be graduated from school, living in my own house, driving my own car, just working my dream job.
Yeah, what's your dream job?
You know how I said, have I told you about wanting to build like an air filter, that filters like the pollution out of the world and da 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 da?
Oh, no, you haven't told me that.
Oh, well, that's what I want to do. And like, I imagine myself like owning a company that like works towards building things to better like the environment or the
That's definitely needed, girl. So.
yeah like something that helps build better the environment, because damn, in the next 1,000 years I'd hope that my kids like still have a place to live in the world,
That's true. Yeah. Definitely
yeah.
gotta look out for the next generations.
Yep. But yeah, I
Okay.
got to be owning a company, making hella bank. Just, yes.
Where would you like to live?
That's a good question, because I want to travel the world to see like what else is out there in the world, to see like where I want to settle. But if you would have asked me this question like maybe a month or two ago, I would have said Texas. But now, We should laugh at this, but damn.
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
Oh, man. Yeah, definitely.
But maybe New York. I mean, I love New York. It's my favorite city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Girl, come join me.
Yes.
All right. If you could be someone else for a day, who would it be and why?
If I could be someone else for a day. That's a good question. Like, there's so many interesting people in the world.
Mm-hmm. Just one of them.
Oh my gosh. Man, I don't know. Damn. Remember that question that you asked me in the last episode?
Which one?
You asked me a question, and I said that, like, don't give me time to think about it, because then I'll overthink it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, this is one of those questions.
Like, nobody pops into your mind.
That's the thing. So many people pop into my mind. Like, I want to be Michelle Obama. I want to be, like, someone that went up to space. Mm-hmm. I want to be a lawyer. I want to be a doctor. I want to be, like, a stay-at-home mom.
You could be everything.
It's everything. How do I pick just one?
Oh, man.
I'd like to be a model. Like,
mm-hmm.
Or like a famous actress. Or like the guy that performed the first brain surgery.
Girl.
Too many options. I can't.
All right. Well, that's too many options. Then we can move on to the next one. Then.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. What makes you feel powerful?
I'd like to say being smart makes me feel powerful, but I don't feel like I'm smart enough to say that I feel powerful, you know? Like, I just, there's so much for me to learn still. I mean,
what's keeping you from, like, making you feel like you're smart or powerful? Like,
I just feel like there's so much more to learn in the world, and the fact that there's so much, like, I don't know where to begin, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, okay.
My head is spinning right now. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's like, oh, I'm asking you all these questions and you don't know where to start. Yeah. All right, girl. So what's the meanest thing you've ever said?
The way I've been thinking about this question, I've been igniting it in my brain, and I still don't have an answer, bro.
So you've never said anything mean to anybody ever?
I said some mean things, but they're not things that I take back. I feel like they were deserved to be said at the time, so I don't want to take them back.
What's one of them that you said? And it can be anonymous if it was directed towards somebody or anything.
So, in junior high, there's this girl that I got into an altercation with. Mm-hmm. And the day... Okay, so we got into a fight in the locker room. Yada, yada, yada. So, the day after, her friend tries to come confront me talking about her friend was pregnant, like, he was fighting a pregnant girl. I mean, damn, I didn't know she was pregnant, and if she was pregnant, why was she running her mouth the way she was? So, I told the friend that her being pregnant wasn't my problem.
Girl! Whoa, alright.
Yeah. So, maybe that, but like, I don't want to take it back because, like, the way that girl's running her mouth, nah. Like,
so you she deserved it.
Ain't no way you were pregnant running your mouth the way you were. Maybe, maybe. That's a big maybe. That one.
Mm-hmm. That one?
Yep.
All right. Oh, girl, what's the meanest thing someone has ever said to you?
So this one was also in junior high. But there was this kid, and we'll stay anonymous with the names this time.
Okay.
But it was after school, and we were walking to the gym for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was, like, to go grab, like, equipment or something, because, you know, kids play, like, sports after school or whatever, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked in front of him, and he walked in, like, behind me, and, like, the lights were off in the gym, but, like, you know, there's, like, windows and stuff, obviously, so there's still, like, light shining in. And I don't know why I'm explaining this, but...
I need to get the vision and see it.
I walked in, and he walked in behind me, and when the door closed, he was like, "I'm Clara, where did you go?"
Out loud.
Out loud! And there was a group of us, mind you.
Oh, man.
But, like, that shit jokes, bothered man. Me to this day. It still bothers me that he said that.
Oh, and,
like,
man.
What makes it bad was, like, that kid at the time, I considered him, like, my homie. Like, he was one of my best friends.
Wow.
Like, I talked to him about everything. He talked to me about everything. Like, he told me who he had a crush on, and I helped him, like, hook up with her. And I told him who I had a crush on, and he helped me, like, talk to him. Like, he was my nigga.
Yeah.
But, like, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
That was my homie. And you go dog
and then
me
he
like
crossed
that.
The line. Yeah.
That shit upset my heart.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Can you tell that I still feel some type of way?
Yeah, girl. You said that. You told that story with a passion.
Damn.
Oh, man. So how do you feel now? Like, now that you've said it out loud, like, how do you feel?
I mean, it's relieving because this is actually the first time I've ever said it out loud to anyone.
Really?
Like, it feels good. Like, it was a relief to get off my shoulders, you know?
Yeah, that's good.
But I know if I ever see him again, I'm gonna be like, "You motherfucker."
Oh, man. Good times, right?
Hell, good times, man. Kids are the devil.
Oh, okay. Man. What three words would you have on your gravestone?
What three words?
Mm-hmm.
Loving.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to say courageous.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not courageous. Is there a difference between courageous and brave?
No, I believe it's the same.
Yeah, well, one of those two then. And... mother,
like caring,
like mom. I'd like to be someone's mom someday.
Mother, oh,
and like I'd like to have these kids before I die, you know. But
yeah,
mother.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I want to be somebody's mom.
Yeah, how many kids do you want?
I'm okay with two.
Two?
I'm okay with two.
I can see that. I can see you being a mom.
Yeah,
yeah, that's beautiful. What's your first thought when you wake up?
My first thought when I wake up. What do I even think about when I wake up?
Like, as soon as you open your eyes.
Okay, well, if it's a weekday,
mm-hmm.
My first thought is, fuck, I gotta get up for work. But if it's on a weekend, it's mm-hmm. a good morning world. Like, what's good?
You're more excited on the weekends, of course.
Yeah, because like on the weekends I'm getting up for myself, you know.
Yeah,
but on the weekends I gotta get up for somebody else.
For somebody else, makes sense.
Yep.
Oh, that's why we need to work for ourselves. For real,
I'm saying.
What's one thing you wake up in the middle of the night worrying about?
Unfortunately, money.
Yeah.
I wake up thinking, did I pay this bill? I owe this person money. I gotta go pay off this thing. Like, it's terrible.
For real. Oh, money is... It's a good thing to have money, but it's also a stress.
Like, it really is, man. Yeah,
it's crazy. Okay, two more questions, girl. If you could tell someone something anonymously, what would it be?
Who, girl? My God! Why are you like this? Oh my! I mean, if I answer this, is it even anonymous anymore?
Well, you're not saying like the person's name that you're directing it to.
Damn. Oh, Lord Jesus. You said I got time, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm gonna take my time. Hold on.
All right, take your time, girl.
Okay. Okay. I know who I want to tell this to, but I know as soon as I say it, it's going to be obvious.
Girl, speak but your mind. Say I'll go ahead what's in your heart.
And say it. So, Anonymous, the path that you've been taking lately is going to kill you. You know what you're doing. You've seen how it damages people, but yet you still continue to walk the path that you're on. I don't know who or what is hurting you, and I wish you would talk to me, because I'd like to think that we were close enough for you to open up. But I guess not, and I'm sorry for that. But I wish you'd find the help that you obviously need but refuse to get. Aww. Yeah, I'll leave it at that.
Wow, that's deep. That's really deep.
I don't even know if any of that made sense.
No, it really did. I feel like I know who you're talking about as well. So.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that's deep. Hopefully he'll hear this.
I hope so, too. Like, fuck. That?
Yeah, so. Last question, girl. So I'm going to give my input on this as well. So why do you think a lot of people are sad and depressed? Like, just your own personal opinion.
I feel like people maybe overthink. I think people overthink things like the way I do, you know? You mm-hmm. stress about money. You stress about your job. You stress about school.
Yeah.
I mean, America is known like the land of the free, brave, yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, who really has that? Like, everyone, we all struggle the same. We're all trying to chase the same dream. But how many of us can you say really achieve it? So I feel like here we're all just so focused on, like, chasing something that we forget, mm-hmm. like, where you currently are, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. And, like... to add on to that too, like, you're exactly right. We are so busy chasing that we're forgetting to be grateful for the things that we already have so far. And a lot of us are in, like, competitions as well.
Oh, absolutely. Like, absolutely.
Especially with, like, the social media as well. Like, we're just so focused on, like, worrying about what he is doing, what she is doing. We're not focusing on, like, taking care of ourselves. Like, we're, like, abandoning our own mental health, our, you know, physical health, our financial health, like, everything. We're just abandoning it to, you know, basically chase somebody else. Like,
so, yes, like, okay.
It makes no sense. And then on top of that, we're, like, abandoning, like I said, with our health, like, a lot of people aren't eating, like, a lot of people aren't, you know, like, mm-hmm. educating themselves. A lot of people aren't, like, doing things to better themselves. Like, we're just stuck on... being stressed and upset that we're going to work for somebody else when people can easily change that. You could easily change that if you're upset with it, like living in your house, like, or living in your neighborhood or in your city, like you could easily change that.
Everyone's so scared. Everyone's just scared, you know.
Fear is like really.
Fear is so crippling. It really is.
Yeah, fear really got everybody by the neck.
Damn.
Yeah, so I just like feel like everybody to just take baby steps, you know, like. Baby steps, you know, I advise, you know, like solo traveling, or even if you're not ready to, you know, get on a plane, go to a different state, just do it in your state, like go to a different part of your state or your city, like just explore, be on your own, find out who you are and like the things that you like to do that make you happy.
So. Amen, girl. Mm-hmm. Talk to these people, okay?
Yeah, so... That's what I wanted to add. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
No, I feel like I've talked a lot. So
yeah.
But yeah, I like your whole solo travel thing. Like,
yeah, definitely. Everyone. Something like that. Or like if everybody could just think back on like something that used to make them happy. Either it's painting, riding a bike, being outside, a sport, like cooking, anything that did. You know, that makes you happy.
Really?
Just do that.
Learn how to be on your own.
Yeah, exactly. It's,
yeah.
Exactly. You were born alone, you're going to die alone. Like,
okay.
Just be,
learn how to be
okay by yourself. Like, yeah. Yeah, exactly. But, like, yeah, I definitely don't have much to say. Girl, if you don't have much to say, I definitely appreciate you coming back. We would love to have you more.
Absolutely. Yes. Like, let me know. I will be here.
Thank you so much, girl. Thank you guys so much for listening and for your support. Much, much love. Remember to like, subscribe, share with your people, share with your moms, with your friends, with your brothers, everybody.
Uncle, all of them.
Yeah. And then also... check out my Instagram at Let's Be Honest for more info and up to dates. Love you guys. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Be safe.
Bye.